Okay, so yesterday we left off the following shaila. A person, his brother died, didn't leave any children, left over two wives, who did a maimer on one and a get in the other. Who should he give chalitza to? Again, Shmuel said, you give your best shot. Who is the best shot? Amar Avashi, we are up to the fourth line from the top of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Amar Avashi Tashima. Okay, there's a machloikas later on in the fifth perek. Let me try to introduce this. In the fifth perek, we can have three blot, but those three blot deal with multiple cases. And basically, the question over there is a machloikas of Gamliel and the Rabbanon. If a person does, let's say, Reuben dies and leaves two wives, and Shimon, his brother, does maimer to one and maimer to the second, does he have to remove the second maimer? Is maimer power limited to one of the yavamas, or can he do maimer to multiple yavamas? Meaning, nafkamina being, obviously, if he does maimer to one and then maimer to the second, he won't be able to be miyav either one, and he would have to give a get to both. Or do we say he has a power of maimer? Chazal gave him the power of maimer. He used one time. He uses maimer. Finished. The next maimer is worthless. Doesn't need a get, doesn't affect anything. Or the opposite way. He gives a get to one, and then a get to the second one. Two gittin. Is the second get do anything? Meaning, do we say that now he becomes usher to the relatives of both of the women? Because, let's say he would give one get. Let's just give the mushroom. Reuben died, lived no children, left two wives. Shimon gave a get to Rachel. And then he gave her chalitza. So Shimon would be usher and Rachel's relatives. But Leah's sister would be mutter. There's no reason to usher Leah's sister. You know, Leah's sister, I don't mean Leah's mother, Leah's daughter. They're not related. He never gave chalitza to her. There's no more Zika left. Her relatives are mutter. But what if he gave a get to Rachel and to Leah? So now they're both his rabbinic divorcees. And now he gives chalitza to one of them. Can he marry the relatives of the second one? He did divorce her, again, rabbinically. So Rabbanan say both count, and Gamliel says no. A person has a power of get. Get is get. He can use it one time. His second rabbinic get is worthless. It's meaningless. It doesn't count at all.
She can marry a coin.
She can marry a coin, correct.
Good.
The Chaira.
Why
so again, I just want to explain. So Gamliel says Rabbanan gave a power of maimer a get that can be used only once. You use mimer for one. You use get for one. If you double up and do two mimers or two gittin, your mimer or get is worthless. The Rabbanan argue with Gamliel. They say a person can do mimer to one and mimer to the other, get to one, get to the other. Both need to be dealt with because he did mimer, or he did get. That's the machlokes of Gamliel and Rabbanan. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
What? You can't do Maimer the second. Why?
Rabbanan never gave more than. See, this is a sugya in the fifth parak. Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is that the Rabbanan gave a person the power to do one Maimer. That's it.
Well, all the Maimer did was delayed the Yibum.
Again, Maimer is a rabbinic kedushin to a Yavama.
It's just their delay.
Again. Maimer, let me explain again. Listen to the words I'm saying. Maimer is not a delay. Maimer is a rabbinic kedushin to a yavama. The Rabbanan instituted that a person can give maimer and designate which woman he wants to be miyabim, right? And therefore nobody else can be miyabim anybody, or he can't be miyabim anybody else. That's what maimer is. This guy did maimer to both. Is the second maimer mean anything? He already used maimer for one. Can he do maimer to a second one?
According to what Rebbe's saying, the purpose of maimer is so he can determine who he wants to marry.
No, he determined already.
That girl he wants to marry?
Well, if he did maimer, then he locked out everybody else.
Okay, so why could I do the second one?
That's a great question, and that's why Rebbe Gamliel says no. And Rabbanan say yes, which we will deal with in the fifth parak. It's a sugya in the fifth parak. It's not a sugya here. Now, what's Negei here? Negei here is Tashima. Umayder Rabbi Gamliel. She has get acher maimer, umaimer acher get. Even though Rabbi Gamliel said no two maimers and no two gittin, but if you gave maimer to Rachel and a get to Leah, they both work. Or a get to Rachel and maimer to Leah, they both work. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says. You can't use get twice, and you can't use maimer twice. The Rabbanon, again, this is all rabbinic. The Rabbanon did not institute the ability to use maimer more than once, or get more than once. But if you use maimer to Rachel and get to Leah, Rachel needs a get to remove her maimer, and Leah, kreivim or aser, because you gave her a get, even though you already did a maimer to one, you can give a get to the other. Or if you get a get to one, you can do a maimer to the other, and you have to remove it. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says. Rabbinically.
Her
relatives. Again, if a person leaves two wives, Rachel and Leah, and the brother does chalitza to Rachel, he's mutter to Leah's relative.
That's a tzara.
He's not marrying Leah. He can't marry Leah.
He's mutter to the relatives of the tzara.
Correct.
Whereas
if he gave her a get, a rabbinic get, he would not be able to marry her relatives.
Because
she's considered his rabbinic divorcee.
She's no longer simply a tzara.
She's no longer simply a tzara. She's considered a rabbinic divorcee.
Rabbinic divorcee, which means what?
Rabbanah, we consider as if he married her and divorced her. He didn't. But we consider her as if they had a relationship that was broken through a divorce.
Oh, we're talking about relatives like a mom, you mean?
Mom, daughter, sister.
Regardless of what he does to the other tzara.
Exactly.
And if he does get first and then mimer, then...
Same thing. So he's also to the one he did get. And the one he did mimer, he has to remove the mimer.
Why does the mimer work there?
Because he's using the power of mimer. I think we're making a mistake here. This is how the Rabbanan structured this takana. They said a yavam can do mimer to one yavama. He can do get to one yavama. And they don't preclude each other. That's what Rav Gamliel said.
From Mimer after you've done a get, the woman's already ushered.
This is a different woman. He gave a get to Rachel.
I know, but I'm saying when you give a get to one, doesn't make that.
You're 100% right. But by doing a Mimer, he has done a rabbinic kedushin to a woman. He can't be Me'abim.
Why would the Rabbanim allow that to
be? I have no idea. This is how the Rabbanim structured it. Now, what we want from here is, if one were stronger than the other, the weaker one shouldn't work after the stronger one. If Rabbi Gamliel allows one to work after the other, obviously not one of them is stronger than the other one. Because if get were stronger than mimer, then mimer shouldn't work after get. And if mimer were stronger than get, then get shouldn't work after mimer. By allowing both to work, Rabbi Gamliel is saying, Rabbanan gave them equal power. And therefore, when it comes to us, and we had a Shiloh, which one to give Chalitza? They're both equal. They're both the same level. No one is a better Chalitza than the other one. Can I just read it inside? Amar Ravashi, Tashima. Umayder Rabbi Gamliel, she has get acha maimer, umaymer acha get. Now, you get other with a honey maimer. If get is the stronger one, right, we said before that the bailus haget is the one you should give chalitza to, then it's stronger, so the honey maimer basrei. So why does maimer work? I maimer adav, with a honey get abasrei. Halalav shmami naki adodi ninu, they're even. And therefore, if they're both even, Shmuel holds, you give to any one of the two, it works for the other. Because remember, Shmuel's halacha was, according to Rav, by the way, you would have to give to both, because it's chalitza psula. According to Shmuel, since they're both equal, right? Since they're both equal, so Shmuel holds you give it your best shot. If they're both equal, each one is their best shot. Yes, Dr. Harris.
Is it the same woman or a different woman?
What do you mean?
Two different women?
Two different women.
He has to give a get to the Maimer one also before
Chalitza. I'm sorry?
He has to give a get get to the mimer before Felisa?
Yes, not before. He can give it after, too.
According to
Rabbanan? According to Rabbanan, he can do get after get, mimer after mimer. That's a sugya in the fifth merit. No. Rabbanan says you can do, Gamaliel says you can do one and one.
Right.
But you can't do two get. How about two gittin? How about two mimers?
Ineffective.
The second one is meaningless. That counts. And that's a sugya in the fifth merit. Nothing. We're not interested in that sugya. That sugya has no bearing here. All we're trying to show from Gamaliel is one is not stronger than the other, because if it would, they wouldn't allow the weaker one to work after the stronger one. That's the assumption we're making here. That's all we want from them. We're not interested now in the machlokes of why a get should work after a get. Trust me, when you get to the fifth barak, the hardest barak in Yavama says those three blocks in the fifth barak. When we get there, we'll worry about it. I told you, the hardest two brachim are the third and the fifth. The third up to Daf Lamed Beis, and after that it's smooth sailing. And the fifth for three blocks. That's it. Those are the two hardest things. Now, in the fifth barak, we will deal with this mimer after mimer and get after get. All kinds of combinations. Two yavamim, all kinds of combinations. That's for the fifth barak. We're not interested in that now. All we want to borrow from that sugya is a Gamaliel who doesn't allow a get to wear after a get. And he doesn't allow a mimer to wear gachar a mimer. Still says one doesn't preclude the other. If one were stronger, it would preclude the other. Since it's not stronger, it's even, therefore you deal with both. That's all we want, to prove that they're even. We're not trying to get involved in Machlokes from Gamaliel and Rabbanan. I had to mention it, because if not, I wouldn't be able to explain what Gamaliel says. But what Negeya us is that they're both considered even. And Rashi does such a tremendous job explaining this. Look, Rashi. A murder of Gamaliel. Damar l'kama b'perik hay, he says in the fifth perik, ain't get ach a get. If you have two yavamas, you give one a get and the other one a get, second one is meaningless. Maidahu, she has get ach a maimer. Kigat. Beis yavamas ma'ach echad. Two women who are falling from one brother. V'asim maimer b'zu. He did maimer in one of the women, we'll call her Rachel. V'yachach nothing get was zu, and then he gave a get to Leah. Mahani get lipsol harishayna alav mishim layivna. He no longer can do yibum to Rachel. He did maimer to Rachel. He could have done yibum to Rachel. He gives the get to Leah. No more yibum to Rachel. Uli asu b'kray v'shniyak of harishayna, and he can't marry Rachel's relatives, and he can't marry Leah's relatives. V'leah mina maimer kiknusa. We don't say maimer as if he did yibum v'tchoy shniyak minei, and the second one is gone. Leah doesn't count anymore. He did mimer to Rachel. Leah's out of here. And therefore, whatever he does to Leah doesn't count. We don't say that. Umaimer acher get. If nothing get will be shayna, he gave Rachel a get. Yachav chasim mimer b'tzarasa. Leah minan get kama b'mokim chalitza koi. We don't say that the first get counts as chalitza. V'sulay kani mimer yivamim b'tzara. And therefore, you're no longer able to do mimer. She's gone. You already gave a get to one. Elavade mahani. Utsriche get la mamarai. She needs a get to his mimer. V'asa gam b'krei v'seha. And he's usher and her relatives. Let me finish Rashi. Kadadi ninu. V'tivshet boyin. Sha'achas b'teres chaverta. He can prove the shayla that one patches the other because they're even. V'yaklef le'ezah she'yirtza she'chalitza shteim gerua. They're both weak. Yes, Corey.
He does the mimer and then get to the other one, he can't marry either.
Correct.
If he does get first one and then mimer the other one, he can't marry either of them.
Correct.
So how can you say that they're equal power?
They both work. Meaning, the mimer makes it that he's also to the relatives of Rachel.
The mimer says that he can get married to this one.
And then he gives a get, which knocks that out. But the mimer's not gone. He still has to give a get for his mimer. And he's still ushering the relatives of the one he did mimer to.
I understand that, but you can't say that the get has no power over the mimer.
I didn't say it didn't have one second. The question is it stronger, if the first one stronger than the second one, then the second one wouldn't work.
I don't think you're saying that. I think what I'm saying is that is get is always stronger, because no matter if the get is first or if the get is second, he can't get married to either of them.
In that aspect, get is stronger. It's not stronger. That's right. Let's go the other way. He gave get first and then mimer.
Yeah.
Is the second mimer meaningful?
He can't get married to her.
But does it have halachas that it does?
Get,
so that shows that the get didn't cancel the ability of mimer.
But the purpose of the mimer.
Again, I'm asking that at the end of the day, get precludes yibum. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But if it were stronger, it would take away the possibility of mimer. Yes, Dr. Harris, you look troubled.
No.
Not troubled?
I'm troubled, but I.
In Shmuel, either
one,
you do
chutz
only one, and then the other
one
you
have to do. There was a shaila in Shmuel how to learn. Remember, we had two pshatim in Shmuel. The way we learned at the beginning and at the end was that Shmuel holds you give your strongest chalitza. If they're equally weak, then only one has to do it.
These are equally weak, and that's why you only need one. But according to Rav,
you would have to have two chalitzas, correct? Correct.
Who says that a get would help by Yibum?
Drabbanan. Drabbanan. I don't mean Drabbanan the Mandi Amar. I mean rabbis. Yeah. The rabbi. The rabbinic council.
The Torah says, in Miyadim and Yukhali.
Correct. No Kedushin, no get. Nothing.
Right. So.
Why? You asked me this yesterday, and I said, I don't know. You asked me this yesterday. Why did Rabbanan do it? You asked me about Zika yesterday. I don't know.
No, just want to try to understand. Well, that wasn't. There's no reason to want it for it to work. Why would the Rabbanan even, like, the Torah says give chalitza to give chalitza?
I don't know. See, again, I think what's troubling everybody here is the sugya in the fifth merit. We're not learning the sugya in the fifth merit. Why get should work after get, or get shouldn't work after get, is the sugya in the fifth merit.
I'm just saying, why is get working before any of it?
I have no answer. I don't know. Maybe. It looks like a grusha, maybe. Looks like a married one, maybe. Maybe they were afraid that people will see a get doesn't work at all. They'll say get and don't work.
Are we going now?
Nothing to do with Yesik or Enzik. Zero to do with that.
Well, this is a crisis, right?
Rabbinically,
but would that be there without Mimer if you say Yesika?
No, because once Zika is off, the relatives become mutter.
Okay.
Let me explain. Reuven dies and leaves Rachel and Leah, and one does Yibum or Chalitza to Rachel, Leah's relatives are mutter.
But in this case, he didn't give her get. That Sarah gave her get. So that answers the Rabbanan.
Forever.
Forever, those people.
Correct.
And the one that does Mimer also.
Same thing. He'll need a get.
Even if, let's say, suppose she dies before he has a chance to do the evil.
It would be us to her relatives. Correct. Even if nothing.
Why? There's no get. Why?
Because she. There,
there's no
she,
get.
Doesn't make a difference. She's the sister of the one you did Mimer to. Of the guy's wife. A sister would be mutter, a daughter would be usher, a mother would be usher. Sister happens to be the one that's mutter, because even a wife, a sister is mutter.
Would
mutter? A chais ishtar is mutter after his wife dies.
A chais mimer for sure should be mutter. But is it a lav? Did he do that?
No, it's rabbinic. Midoraisa mimer did nothing.
Who died? No, what? If I did mimer, I can marry the sister?
If
a guy does mimer to a woman, and then the woman dies.
Oh, that's if by kedushin, for sure.
I just said that. That's what I said. I'm sorry.
But the mother.
I didn't embarrass you.
No, it's a different case. No, I'm just saying, it doesn't matter to me, but. Oh, that was, I didn't understand what your question was.
That's what, even a wife, when she dies, is mutter and her sister.
That's why I said the mother. The mother.
Right. Okay. We're finished with this sugya, we go to the next sugya. And the next sugya, let me explain it at the beginning. Let me explain, there's going to be a machloikus here. A major machloikus. And that is as follows. A woman, let's set it up. Let the Gemara do it, setting up. Amar Avun Amar Rav. Beis Achyei Shivamas Shenaflu Lufneya V'mechad. Reuven and Shimon died, and they both fell in front of Levi. Right? Reuven died and left over a wife. Shimon died and left over a wife, and the two women are sisters.
The two brothers married the two sisters.
Two brothers married two sisters. They both died and left over their wives to Levi. Right? Now, he can't be Miyabim, either one of them, either because he has Zika or because of Bitul Mitzvah Yivamim, but he can't do Miyabim to either one of them.
Both died at the same time?
Well, both died before he did Chalitza. It doesn't have to be the same second. They both died, and they're waiting now for Yibum or Chalitza. He can't do Yibum to either. He has to give Chalitza. Correct. Now, what happened now is, Chalitza Rishayna, Hutra. He does Chalitza to first one. He can now go marry anybody else.
First
would
be the first one that died.
Yeah. Mrs. of the first one that died. Chalitza Shnia, Hutra. This is a regular case. This is what we would tell him to do. Listen, Levi, you got two Yivamas waiting for you. You can't do Yibum to either of them, rabbinically. Biblically, they are bound. Biblically, I'm sorry. They can't get married till they're released. So release them both. Do Chalitza to Reuven's wife. Do Chalitza to Shimon's wife. And send them on their merry way. Who cares? They can now get married to anybody they want to.
Doesn't matter what he does.
Doesn't make a difference. For now, it doesn't make a difference. What happened of Meisa Rishayna? Reuven died and left over Rachel. Shimon died and left over Leah. Rachel died. Now there's only one sister left. But she was usher yesterday. Because yesterday she was achayis dikukasai. Today she's not mutter. There's no achayis dikukasai left. The sister died. Can you do Yibum? She was Aser when she fell. The minute her husband died, she was Aser to Yibum. Reuven died first, left over Rachel. Shimon died second and left over Leah. Leah never was Mutter to Yibum. The minute her husband died, she was Achai Zikukasai. She was not Mutter for Yibum. Now, Rachel died. The Isser Achai Zikukasai is gone. But she was Aser Leibum at the time of her husband's death.
What was the difference?
Well, Can I please finish? At the time of her husband's death, this was a brother's wife that he couldn't do Yibum to. Shimon had died, and his wife was not eligible for Yibum. So it's Ashes Ach, who didn't have the heter of Yibum. And now, Rachel dies. And now, Leah should become Mutter for Yibum. Can a woman become Mutter for Yibum after she started her Yavama life as Aser to Yibum? At the time of the death of her husband, she was Aser to Yibum. Now she has a chance to become Mutter to Yibum. Can a woman who was Aser at the time of her husband's death become Mutter?
Drabanan.
What's that different than a guy who marries a sister and she passes? Can he marry the sister?
Yes, because she's not his brother's wife.
She was usher for 27 years.
But she wasn't his brother's wife.
It's a Yibum to get in?
That's the question. She wasn't eligible for Yibum. The Heter Eishes Ach was not there rabbinically because Rabbanu did not let him do Yibum. So she's his brother's wife who he can't do Yibum to.
If you say Ein Zika, is this a question?
Forget about Ein Zika now. Let's keep set. If I confuse people more, I might as well walk out of here.
Oh, don't do that. Because he might call that guy in Toronto.
Again. Let me say it again. Two women fell liyibum. The first one fell, she was mutter liyibum. Then her sister fell. She became asr liyibum. The second one started her yavama life as asr liyibum. She was never mutter liyibum. Now the reason of her iser is gone. Can she become mutter? Zakhtrav. Chalutz rishayna hutra. Chalutz lishniya hutra. Mesa rishayna mutter mishniya. The aim tzarek loymar mesa shniya shemutter mishayna. And for sure, if the second one dies, he can marry the first one. Because the first one was mutter at the time of her husband's death. It was a later iser. She was mutter, became usher. She can become mutter again. The chiddush of Rav is, even the woman that wasn't mutter at the time of her husband's death can become mutter later on. That's Rav's chiddush. Reb Yechonin Amar, no. Meis Shniya mutter b'rishayna. I'll agree that the woman that was mutter at the time of her husband's death then became usher can become re-mutter. Ava Meis b'rishayna, usher b'shniya. But if the first one died, the second one can never become mutter. My timer. Shekol yavama, she'ein ani kairaba, mishas nefila yavama yavi ala. Any yavama, that at the time when she falls to yibum, I couldn't do yibum.
The time of his death.
The time.
When she falls to yibum, the time of her husband's death. Harezu ke'eshes ach she'esh lebonim vasura. Remains usher for yibum permanently. This is the Machlokes Rav and Reb Yechonin. Both agree that if the woman was mutter at the time of her husband's death, then she became usher. Then she became mutter again. We don't say she's a brother's wife, because as a brother's wife, she became mutter. At the time of her husband's death, she was mutter. It was a side iser that kicks in. That side iser is gone. We revert back to the original status. But the second one, at the time of her husband's death, did not go to evil. So there was no heter eishes ach. And eishes ach that doesn't get removed at the time of death can never get removed. That's Rabbi Yechonin's opinion. And Rav says, not true. Not true. Because eishes ach is not what bothers us. It was a different thing. That's gone. Go back to eishes ach. Go back to the heter. Go to the heter. This is the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechonin. Let me read the Gemara again and the Rashi. What? Which is the Chiddush? Rav or Rabbi Yechonin? Rabbi Yechonin is the Chiddush?
Yeah.
You think Rabbi Yechonin is the Chiddush? I think Rav is the Chiddush.
I think because Yavama Yavay Aleha, you could be Kaira on her. It's just that they're Rabbana, the place of Kukasa. You can, Deraisa, I could say Yavama Yavay Aleha.
Right. So Rav is going to say that's why he's Matar. Correct.
If they would get married, would they have to get divorced?
Yeah, absolutely. Point of Yechonin. Absolutely. See, Rav is going to say you're Svara. But again, let's read it inside. Amar Avun Amar Rav. Beis Akias Yavamas, two sisters Yavamas, Shenaflu L'Znei Yavam Echad. They fell to one Yavam. Chalut Rishayna Hutra. This is what he's supposed to do. Gives chalitza to Rachel, she becomes mutter to marry anybody she wants to. Chalitza l'shniya hutra. This is not a kiddush. This is simple halacha.
Are we going back to the Gemara?
I'm going back to the Gemara. I'm doing the Gemara again. Meisa rishayna, mutter b'shniya. The first one dies, he can marry the second. Ve'ein tzarech leimen meisa shniya shemutter b'rishayna. And for sure, if the second one dies, he can marry the first, because the first was mutter at the time of her husband's death. It was a later iser. The second one was not mutter at the time of the husband's death. Rashi. That's what I wanted to do. That's the Rashi. Dr. Rashi, L'Rishayna Shanaf L'Rishan Hutra L'Shuk. Call us L'Shniya Hutra L'Shuk. L'Adinim Chal T'Shniya V'Akach L'Rishayna. I don't care which order he does. Meis T'Rishayna B'Loi Chalitza. Mutter L'Yabim M'Shashniya. Dr. Rashi. Even though at the time her husband died, she was never eligible to Yibum because she was a Chayz Kukah. And rabbinically, I don't allow Yibum. Ki Maisa Kamaisa, Maisa Kamaisa, when the first one dies, Paka Zika, the Zika is gone, the Shagir, she becomes Mutterach. The left way had the Shanidan, we don't hold what we said back in Periketzan, Hachmas Nisan the Hachab. We brought this Mishnah. The Ilum Adama Yezika Yezika, the Kimna El, back in that Chav Gimelam and Beis, we said, the Hayova and Esra Allah Mishas Nafila, Sulay Mishtaria. The one she's Usher at the time of the, when her husband dies, she can never become Mutter. Our Mishnah said, Chalitza no Yibum. We'll see this in a minute. The Gemara is going to ask, am I? Lech Litzchada, Belishtri Yidach. Why can't he give Chalitza to one and then marry the other one? Should be Mutter. We'll see this later on. The Gemara will ask it. It won't be Mataris. We'll see that later. This is the question when you have four brothers. Two have been married to sisters, and the two die, right? So why can't the brother number three give chalitza to woman number two, or to woman number one, and then the other brother should be mutter to do yibum? Because the zika is off, who cares if they were usher at one time? If Rav is right, that if the zika goes off,
should be just like her death.
Should be just like her death. So the Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah has four brothers. So two died and left two brothers. The Mishnah says no Yibum is possible. According to Rav, why not? Let one brother do Chalitza to one. That removes Zika, and the other one becomes Mutter again. Even according to Rav Jechon in Itzver, let's do Chalitza to number two, and number one who was Mutter at the beginning should become re-Mutter. The Gemara is going to ask that question, and the Gemara is not going to be able to answer it. That's what the Gemara Rashi is telling us. But again, let's understand Rav's halacha. Rav's halacha is a bigger chiddush than Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan only permits a woman who was once mutter, became usher, the issue is gone, she reverts back to her heter. Rav says, a woman that was never mutter at the time her husband died, then became mutter, also becomes Mutaris. That's what Rav says.
Does the language of the Chalitza change in this kind of a case?
I'm sorry?
Does the language of the Chalitza change in this kind of a case where Yibum is up?
I don't think so.
Is it?
I hear your question, and the answer is no, and I'll explain to you why. Because biblically, Yibum is not Usher. So the bottom line is, he doesn't want to do Yibum. He doesn't want to do Yibum because the Rabbanu didn't let him. But he doesn't want to do Yibum.
Maybe he does want to do Yibum.
He doesn't. The Raya he doesn't is because he's not doing Yibum.
He's not able to do Yibum.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, he, as far as she's concerned, he doesn't want to be Miyabim her. That's all she says. He doesn't want to be Miyabim me. That's the nusach they use today, even though Yibum is not a possibility.
He has to give the second surviving sister a chalitza.
It's only rabbinic.
What if he gave chalitza to the first one before the second brother died?
He can marry her.
But she's a sister of his of his
chalitza. No, he can't marry her. It's chalitza.
He still has to give her yibum and he still has to give her chalitza.
Correct, because it's only rabbinic.
For her to get married.
Correct. Rashi vein tzarich lemer meisa shniya v'loy cholza shemuta b'rishayna. Shai seruya liyabim b'shas nifilosa. She was eligible for yibum. El shenaf v'zu achrei kein v'asrasa. She fell. Second one fell and asura. Kivin shemaisa zu chazru la teira rishon. Back to the Gemara. Reb Yechonin amar. Reb Yechonin disagrees. He says meisa rishayna meisa shniya muta b'rishayna. The first one can become re-mutter. Ava meisa rishayna, aser bishniya. Shekol yivama, she'en ani karim ba'beshas nefila yavma 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 yavma. Any yavma, that at the time she falls, I can't do yibum? Harihi ke'eshes ach she'esh lebanim v'asura. Rashi. She was mutter at the time her husband died. Hesach went out the window. Dr. Gemara bad. Fresh the Gemara. Rav Lesley Haisvara. Rav doesn't agree to Rav Yechanan that a woman that's not eligible for Yibum can never have Yibum. Vama Rav. Kal Isha. She'ena nikara ba b'shas nefila yivam yavil ha'am. Harikesh Yisach shesh lebanam v'asura. Rav said this halacha. Rav told us the same thing. Any woman that doesn't follow the Yibum can never follow the Yibum. Rav's case. Rav's case. Reuven is married to a woman. He dies. It happens to be Shimon's mother-in-law. There's no Yibum. No Yibum. It's his mother-in-law. Then, well, that's not a good case. I'm sorry. He's married to her sister. Reuven dies, lives a wife. Shimon happens to be married to her sister. So he can't do Yibum. It's his wife's sister. Then his wife dies. Now it's the wife's sister's mutter. She wants to go do Yibum. They're dropped, no way. At the time of death, there was no mitzvah of Yibum. You can never do Yibum. It's always your brother's wife. Either it becomes mutter at the time of death, or it never becomes mutter. So Rav said the same thing. Yet here he says that if he does Yibum, he does Chalitza to the first one, right? The first one dies, the second one becomes mutter. Why? She wasn't mutter at the time of death. Rav himself said that if a woman doesn't become mutter at the time of her death for Yibum, she never can become mutter. And here he says, this second one was not mutter at the time of death of her husband, and yet, when the first one died, she becomes mutter. And for the Gemara, Hani Mili Hechad Koi Bapo Yisra Chayzisha Daraisa. Abel Hachazik Yisra Bonnet. Rav says, you can't compare the cases. I said it when it was biblically prohibited. Shimon was married to Reuven's wife's sister. Biblically, there was no mitzvah of Yibum. Biblically, then she can never become mutter. In this case, there's a biblical mitzvah of Yibum. Rabbanan made Zika. So to say that she'll never become mutter because of the rabbinic Zika, I'm not willing to say that. I said the halacha that Rabbi Yochanan says, I said it when it's a biblical mitzvah. But when it's only rabbinic, biblically, she was eligible for Yibum. Eshesach went out the window. Mechayr not. Bittu mitzvah Yibum, Mechayr would not make a difference here. Mechayr.
What love would he be getting then? Both?
What?
If he married that woman with it before his wife dies. He gets an Ishtah and a place Ishtah. He gets a punishment for two things.
Is it a biblical case?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, depends. It's a Chalal Itzer. It's not Chalal Itzer. There's no Hetzer Yibum. She's an Arab.
And after his wife dies, then he marries her this afternoon.
Then it's Eishesach. What Rav is saying, and what everybody seems to agree to, is if there's no mitzvah of Yibum at the time of her husband's death, there can never be a mitzvah of Yibum. The machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is, do we expand that to a rabbinic or not? When she's biblically permitted and rabbinically prohibited, do we say the same rule or not?
The unique situation where there's an erev that gets released. There's no other.
That's the only error. There's two errors that get released. Three. Eshesh, Achais Isha, and Case of Yibum.
Would it matter if he knew that his brother passed away before the other sister died?
Why should that make a difference? Reality is reality, whether he knows about it or not. Yes. Right, it's a Mishnah, right. But Rav said it, we're quoting Rav. Right, it's a Mishnah later on, correct. Rashi, Achais Isha Deraisa. In Gimel Achim, Beis Mem Nesuim Beis Achis, Umeis Achad Mem. The case of the Mishnah later on, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuben died. And then Shimon's wife died. That's where Rav said his halacha. Since at the time she fell, she was an erva. Rabbanani, even the Mesa Sharia. And since she died, it's a mutter.
How powerful was the Rabbanan? That's what we're all talking about. Yes,
exactly. Thank you. Yes. It boils down to how powerful was the Rabbanan. Correct. Zakti Gemara. Now this is a question that's fair on Rabbi Yechanan and on Rav in our Mishnah. You have four brothers. This is our Mishnah. Two of them married to two sisters. Right? A and B died and they fell to Yibum, to Reuben and Shimon. Both. They can only get chalitza and not ibum. Ramai. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Leku chad minayu lachlus v'lashniyam. Why doesn't Levi go and be chalitz to Shimon's wife? And Reuben's wife was mutter. She was the Reuben died first. She was mutter at the time of her husband's death. Then Shimon died. She became usher.
Because of what?
Achais. Let Levi go, give chalitza to second one. Now, Levi can't marry the first one because it's achais chalutasai. But Yehuda can go marry the first one. Metavi rishayna legabi idach, let the first wife be to the other brother, ki yavama shehutra, v'nesra v'chazir v'hutra, tavzila tera rishon. Give chalitza to the second one. That takes off the zikah. The first one was mutter at the beginning, becomes mutter again. Even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that it can revert back to her heter. Right? Rav would say, give chalitza to the first one and you can marry the second one. Rabbi Yechanan says, that you can't do. But at least you can do chalitza to the second one and marry the first one. So why does the Mishnah say, chalitza loy mitzvah? It's not true. So we see Rav and Rabbi Yechanan are both wrong.
Why couldn't Yehuda marry the first girl after the chalitza was done by Levi?
That's the question.
No. You
see,
Hutra
Asr
Hutra.
That's why it should be
mutter.
What's the Asr part? She was Achaitzu Kukasai. When Shimon died, Reuben's wife became Achaitzu Kukasai. Reuben and Shimon are married to brothers. Levi and Yehuda, they're not married to anybody. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Levi and Yehuda are not married. Reuben dies, his wife is mutter l'ibum. Shimon dies, Reuben's wife becomes usher l'ibum. She becomes achlai to kukasai. To both brothers. However, if you do chalitza to the second, you can bring her back to her original status.
So what's the problem?
The Mishnah said chalitza is like it's yabbai.
Being usher the beginning is the same thing as being usher secondly?
That's the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. But in this case, do chalitza to number two, and number one reverts back to her heter that she had originally.
Who says you do that?
The Mishnah said you can't do that. Mishnah says no yibum is allowed here.
No,
it didn't. Reuben's wife didn't start off usher.
No, she was a regular
Yavama.
His sister was called Mary.
Reuben died. He left over his wife. There's nothing wrong with his wife.
Okay.
Shimon died. Reuben's wife became Usher.
Both brothers. They're both brothers. Okay, that's Usher now.
But it was Mutter at the time of death. At the time of her husband's death, she was muteret.
Oh, that's the only time you look at it? You don't look at it any other time?
Rabbi Yechanan said, you look at the time of death. Rav said, we don't even care about that.
I'm giving a third shita.
Yeah, but I have to write that in. Rav Konaymar, But that's not what it says in my Gemara. The Mishnah is a riot. We'll have to put it in the next print. Maybe contact, write an email to Zlatowicz. Schottenstein has nothing to do with it. You have to write to Zlatowicz.
Rabbi, that's Schottenstein.
Yes.
If he does chalitza to the first one, to make the first one mutter, she's still the sister.
There's two brothers here, Levi and Yehuda.
She's still the... Oh.
You're right. With one brother, this wouldn't work. But the Mishnah had four brothers. Two that died, and two that remained.
I can say it's far.
Let me see what the Gemara answers. Amalai, you know what Rabbi Yochanan answered him? Rabbi Cohen, listen to this answer. Amalai, Achyas Eini Yedei Mishanan. I don't know who wrote that Mishnah. You're right. I have no pshat in that Mishnah. I have no idea who Tana wrote that. I don't understand it. I don't know pshat. I don't paskin that way. Now, who wanted to answer it? You, yes.
I just think we have Svara that.
How do you say that it's not a reliable Mishnah?
He didn't say that.
That's it.
Chas v'shalom.
It is not reliable. Rashi.
Rashi says, Zu ain't a Mishnah. The way I understood it is, it's not a Mishnah that I paskin like. Again.
I can't.
He says, obviously, there must be a Tana that holds that way, and I just don't understand it.
I understand it.
Means, obviously, he holds other Tana. I guess he holds other Tana. I'm arguing this. I guess. I mean, Archgold's translating is not reliable. I don't know. I wouldn't have said that.
I would build on to this case. What if the brother that died second had children?
She never fell the evil.
Right. So this and
that this woman would remain the mother all the time.
Okay. If she doesn't have children, then this scenario comes up. Maybe because there's a fear that there's a woman in waiting in the wings that could make this answer. In other words,
I have no idea what you're talking about. People are alive. We're not afraid they're going to die.
Well, just we have far that we about the Shiva because of
that's a fear that he's giving about. Here, there's nothing to worry about.
The fear that maybe the sister will fall to Yibum. And
again,
then,
no, one second. Are Reuben and Shimon allowed to marry two sisters?
Yes.
Why? According to you, Shimon should not be able to marry Reuben's wife's sister because she might fall to Yibum one day. That's what you want to tell me.
But we already have a case.
But how could you let her marry her? According to you, two brothers can never marry two sisters.
Once he's married, good. But now, if
that means we don't after the marriage. That's what it means.
Maybe we'll get all the.
We're only afraid of Bittul Mitzvah Yibum when the Mitzvah Yibum is there, not when the Mitzvah Yibum doesn't exist.
That Mishnah holds that the Rabbanon is so strong that they can. It doesn't make sense because we're saying at the time of the Fila, she was mutter. You can't prepare about.
Exactly. And then she became mutter. And the Mishnah says she never becomes mutter again. Which is a chiddush nifla, which is what was kasha Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan's answer is, you're right, I don't know this Mishnah. I don't know what to do with this Mishnah.
The terrorist mutter, and this is for sure, this is just only a chiddush kasha.
Again.
Right, okay.
You're just repeating the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Yochanan's answer is, I don't know. Rashi, Eini Dei Mishanan, Kalaimar, Zu Eina Mishnah. I don't know. Archko says, not reliable. I don't like to use that word. I'm sorry?
Doesn't say the kasha too, shouldn't that be your response?
Rabbi Yochanan's not backing down. Saying, I'm right. And I don't know Pshat. You're right. Very rarely, if ever, in Shas do we find this. Now, the Gemara is going to spend the next half hour trying to answer the Mishnah. figuring out why Rabbi Yochanan didn't say this answer, why didn't he say this answer, why didn't he say this. At the end of the day, we figure out why he didn't say any answer, and we say, we talk, and Rabbi Yochanan Taka didn't know.
When a sister of a brother's
chalutza
is
mutter. A sister of a brother's chalutza is mutter, correct.
Rabbi Gretton?
Yes.
When the third brother, Levi, gives chalitza to one of them, that means then Yehuda can marry the other one, right?
That's the Gemara's Kasha.
Why wouldn't he be able to marry him, one of them?
Gemara's Kasha.
Why is there Kasha?
It's because she was usher at one point, so she never becomes mutter again. That's Pashim Shat in the Mishnah.
But he can marry Reuven's widow, right? Yehuda can marry Reuven.
Mishnah says it never becomes mutter. That means the Mishnah seems to say, since at one point you couldn't do Yibum to either of them, they never become mutter.
Ah, okay.
Have a wonderful day.